Let us pray. May we celebrate our place this day, O God, within the holy family of Jesus Christ, in his name. Amen. Now, a long time ago, a man named Art Linkletter used to be famous for this comment saying, "Kids say the darndest things." And on that note, one day little Josh came running into the living room to find Grandma, who was actually just getting used to being his grandma caregiver on occasion. And he said breathlessly, "Grandma, Grandma, what do you call it when two people are sleeping in the same room and one is on top of the other?" Naturally, she was taken a little aback, but decided to be truthful. She said, "Well, it's called a sex, dear." And little Josh said, "Oh, okay," and ran outside to play with the other children. A few minutes later, he comes storming back in and says, "Grandma, it is not called sex, it's called bunk beds. And now Jake's mom wants to talk to you." Sorry, kind of corny, but it's just to illustrate that sometimes all is not what it seems in life. And sometimes things are not as we expect. And of course, today is Mother's Day, and some of you will be celebrating it as Mother's Day. And so I offer blessings to you and your families. Yet you might remember that just last week there was a news story featured on most of the media anyway about an elementary school in Mission, British Columbia. This story was that the teachers had called a halt to their children making Mother's Day cards and gifts in school. And of course, there was quite a public outcry about this. And yet it actually had happened a couple of years back in schools in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. And similarly, around that time, a South Carolina woman named Christiana Johnston launched a petition to ask Hallmark cards, to create same-sex Mother's and Father's Day cards. And so I thought, oh my goodness, I'm not sure I've ever seen one. So yesterday I was Googling and I came up with a couple that I particularly liked. And one of them said, "To my mummies, thank you both for being the best ever." And for men, I especially liked, "My dad's rock." I thought, hey, these are kind of cool. So, in recognizing this as Christian Family Sunday, with this we also recognize that times, they are a-changing. And as you likely well know, Gilmar Park United Church, but maybe some of you are newish, we are officially an affirming church within the United Church of Canada denomination. And this means that Gilmar Park is fully inclusive of people of all sexual orientations and gender identities. So if we're leaving anyone out here by not saying this overtly, then I just want to say, on behalf of this affirming congregation, all are welcome in this house of God, including individuals and families within the full gender spectrum. And yet, of course, naturally, people still think of this as the traditional Mother's Day. But you know, it's not an easy day for preachers. And not just because we are a faith founded on the Bible, and not just because there's no actual Mother's Day in the Bible. Mother's Day is not an easy day because we preachers are also pastors. And pastors are to be sensitive. Pastors are to care for people. There are those among us today who have lost their mothers. I was just talking to EB this morning. He lost his mother a long time ago, so he's been through a lot of Mother's Days without his mother. And so it might be a difficult day for you today. And I say to you, bless you for coming here today, if you're one of those people. And for those of us who have never had the privilege of producing a child and are always reminded of this on Mother's Day, I happen to be okay. I got used to this a long time ago, but it can be a hard one forever for many mothers to be, would-be mothers, wishing mothers. And for those who have lost a child, this might well be a day to grieve. It can be, along with Father's Day, a day for all in the family to grieve. Fathers, grandfathers, grandmothers, and mothers. So it's just kind of one of those days that it's not always helpful for us to assume that there's no pain associated with the celebration of the joyful work of parenting. We just need to be aware. And that's why I'm happy in the United Church of Canada we happen to call it Christian Family Sunday. That takes in everything. And for those who do find today a bit difficult, I hope that you can remember that we are here together and can, in a way, become your form of new family, your extended family. And as Laura Hargraves just read to us from our beloved Psalm 84, and as our choir will sing for us after I finish speaking just now, even a sparrow finds a home. Even a swallow finds a nest. So this place, too, is our home, our sacred nest. So let us remember that even in any possible loneliness or despair, wherever two or more are gathered, in Christ's name, He is here among us, gathering us together as God's family. Amen. Let us pray. Holy One, we give thanks as you remind us to consider who is part of your sacred family. Remind us that you have created us all as equal members of your household of faith, which was founded in Jesus' name. Amen.